Today is Tuesday, October the 20th, 290th day of the new year. Joining us this morning from Community Services District, out of the trench, Dave
Hall. Yes, there you go. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, and I love the dirt clods, too.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we make.
And you do so well.
Yes, thank you. I'll pass it along.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows. Our quote this morning comes from Jesse Jackson. Quote, "Time is neutral and does not change things. With courage and initiative, leaders change things." That's not bad.
It's true.
Oh, boy, that was almost capitulation. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we're kind of at the end of what the normal projected construction season is. Everything on pace to wrap up in time before the El Nino strikes?
Yeah, we're working hard on, there's really kind of a couple of different areas that we work on. And this is really for all us public works types that are around. We usually, for big projects, we will have some deadlines that we'll have to meet for permit conditions. And usually that's October 15th or November 1st or something like that. Usually don't get any beyond November 1st because the agencies want to make sure that whatever that project is, if it has a potential to do some impacts to either the natural environment one way or another or to some water course, when it starts raining, they want to make sure you've got it buttoned up so erosion's not going to happen and run into the natural environment. So,
like what LA had last week in Vegas.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Right. They weren't quite prepared for that.
to say the most base thing. Okay, yeah, they weren't ready.
So there's permit conditions that we found that are coming right up. So we're coming up right at the end of those things. So we're in the process now of really running around. This is really, really an exceedingly busy time, October is, to try to get these projects wrapped up, get the parts in, get the whatever, and then also kind of, if the project's not going to be done this year, then to get the site buttoned up so that it won't erode when it gets rained on and stuff. So there's a lot of things we do for erosion control and kind of putting the site to bed so that we can pick up again in the spring.
So what is there that's possible for erosion control? The hay bales and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's seeding, there's hay. Either there's several forms of hay. There's just putting straw out over bare dirt, which works real good. That keeps the rain from pounding right onto the dirt and mobilizing it so it'll go down and head toward a water course somewhere.
Did you have a meeting this morning?
Yeah, why? Am I talking fast?
Mobilizing the dirt?
Yeah, mobilizing the dirt. Yeah. Normal, you didn't learn that? You don't talk like that?
Normal people don't talk that way, man. That's weird.
Okay, I'll put it in a different frame.
Thanks.
No, that's okay. There's putting the straw over the bare dirt. That's a number one. The other thing is usually on the downstream side of a fill site or someplace that was bare dirt that we've just put straw on. We will either, depending on how big it is and how much slope there is, it'll either be hay bales that'll be kind of lined up in a row so that if some sediment does get washed away, not mobilized, but washed away.
Good. Thank you.
It'll run into the hay bales. On the other, there's kind of some smaller versions of those that are called waddles. They're like little tubes.
Reminds me of sausage.
Yes. They're just like a long, long, long sausage. They're full of straw and stuff.
But they don't get eaten.
No. As a matter of fact, they're made to just basically stay there until they turn into part of the ground.
KINS News and Information Times 8:19. We'll waddle back.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mr. Hull from the Water District. Okay, Community Services District.
Yeah. Get it right, Brian.
Humboldt Community Services District. No water. Dave Hull. The different projects that are out there that you guys are wrapping up, I would think that some of them are more critical than others to be sure that things are ratcheted down, so to speak. I mean, if you get your hay or your wattle thing and it's 95%, okay, fine, great. Nobody's really going to get too excited about it, I wouldn't think. But if you don't secure one of your sewer pipes that you're looking to make a connection on, or there might be a different degree of
intensity with the reaction. You kind of have to finish those projects, you know. And hence is why we really hustle on these things this time of year. We get up to the place, and there's always been delays, or there's been some things that have kind of slowed the work down, either parts or whatever. And so this is the time when we're really going to town. The other one, so the first kind of thing we're doing is based on those permit conditions. If we have a project that has permit conditions that say we got to be done by one of those dates, then that's done. The other one is...
Those will have date specific?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Yeah. They're very, it's like the dates from Fish and Game or from the Coastal Commission or something like this.
So what happens if you're 3 days late?
If you're 3 days late, you will have had the opportunity, you should have had the opportunity to call those regulators and say, I need 3 more days. And they can either... scold you a little bit. They can say okay. They can lay on some extra best management practices you have to follow just in case there is something going on. Usually, if you let them know, and you've got the protections in place so you can finish the job, it's that. If you still have several months to go, and you keep going, yeah, then there's the ability to get fined.
But if it say for example, it's Halloween is your deadline. Okay, and we haven't had the rainstorms come in. It's still
right.
Clear. Say, hey, we need another 8 more hours down in the hole to wrap things up.
Right.
Okay, fine, great, no problem. Is that that's
a lot of times
reaction?
That's the way it is. Yeah, I mean they are. It is a hard deadline, but there's some wiggle room just in the case, because it's like you said, if it's just some kind of a project that you could have put to bed, and it's not as sensitive as, well, we can't connect this pipe now for 6 months. The agencies get that. So, but it still is incumbent on us to let them know ahead of time so that they can work on it.
No surprises.
Exactly. They don't like surprises.
Gifts, perhaps. No, can't say that either, can we? Okay. So you've had a couple of fairly large projects. Well, fair enough. You've also had some of the replacement almost programmatic replacements that have been in place this year. Everything on time?
Yes, but it's going to be right up to the wire. And I think part of this is not only getting the projects done that we have in the hopper that we've been working on all summer, but also getting ready for El Nino-like things. We want to be sort of prepared just in case it is the wet year. We want to be ready for that. So we've laid on a few extra things for our crews to do, which is, they weren't very excited about that, but it kind of is what it is. So
how do you protect the ground from rain?
Well, it's like we were just talking about. If it's bare ground somewhere, you either hustle up and get the paving done, or if it's a bigger area like a fill site or something, you hustle up and get it closed so that you can get the hay on it, get the straw on it, so that the hay bales and all the rest of the stuff, so that you minimize the erosion.
As you were indicating earlier, the goal here is no surprises. Okay. Hasn't been a real surprise that there's an El Nino in the forecast.
Not at all.
So did this one just kind of sneak up?
No.
This is just kind of an anticipated crunch. It's coming, and now it's here.
Yeah, we've been wrapping up our regular project list, and we've had our El Nino prep list in place for about 2 months now. We've been working on it. So yeah, things are they're going to come right down to the wire, but we're going to have a lot of accomplishments in about 2 weeks.
So what's the biggest bragging point at this time? What's the one that's really got you?
Well, none of them are done yet, so.
Oh, no, you haven't completed any project this year?
Oh, yeah, we have. But okay. The two big ones that we've been working on. One of them is actually a county project we've talked about before, is over at Union and C Avenue over in the Pine Hill area of town.
Oh, I thought that was all wrapped up.
Yeah, not so much.
Sorry.
It's a county project. And so,
it's Matheson's fault.
But we have a lot of utilities that need to be moved. So we've been working very closely with them for a very long time. And that's going to be wrapped up. The people over there are going to be very happy. I should let Tom be the one to tell you, or Virginia or somebody. But they're going to be very happy to know that it's going to be done before October 30th, or about October 30th.
So you guys will be pulling off the project?
Yeah, but we're still, weeks. I mean, we're ordering pipe today for stuff we still are going to do before they pave it by October 30th.
The big boy pipe or some of the smaller ones?
It's relatively big boy pipe, yeah. So...
So it's you're really going up against the calendar.
Yes.
With some, now, is that by design?
No, it's not.
Okay. Boy, you know, and the forehead confirmed that one, too. So were there just some unanticipated
stuff? There's been
the
a lot of unanticipated stuff. The ground over there is a combination of, it has a lot of utilities in it. So every time you dig a trench, you don't put native soil back in there, right? You put in fill. So if you have... trench, 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 fill, fill, fill. If you dig another trench, then all you've got is this fill material. All this you know, the pea gravel or something is all, and it doesn't hold up. So the hole's got to be bigger. It's more shoring. It's a slower process. It's all these things. Plus, C Avenue particularly, C Avenue was really built, you know, whatever, 120 years ago through a swamp. And so if you get down not very far, it still kind of is.
It's why it's spelled S-E-A.
Yeah.
C. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be, or still is.
Oh, jeez.
So.
That's like visions of a really bad promo. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Dave Hall. We kind of went out in the parking lot and we exercised that demon that attempted a Beach Boys song with one word, and it was in the note of
C.
C, yeah, okay, fine.
I thought you said you got rid of that.
I kind of stepped in something coming back in, so it's a little bit.
Dave, but so that
before the break, yeah, we were talking about the big project there, right, on C. That's some of the unknown.
We had some because there was a lot of fill involved. There was some settlement issues that were a little bit anticipated. There was more than there was supposed to be, so we've had to redesign some of the sewer system primarily over there. And because it's a gravity piece that needs the work, it's, you know, you got to get it at the right slope or it doesn't work, and so. It takes a little more care to do that, and so we're right there. But we're charging. County's working with us, and we're gonna get it done. Now, in contrast to that, that one's in the swamp. That one has a hard deadline. That one is gonna get done. In fact, they're paving Union Street as we speak. So that piece of the project is essentially done. I don't know that it's open yet, but it might be. But C Avenue is one that we're hustling on now. In contrast to that is our Sequoia Force Main project. We talked about this, I think, before, where Harrison Hubbard, and then down Myrtle a little ways. We're replacing about 4,000 feet of sewer line in there. That's that's just, you know, the trench in the middle of the street kind of a stuff. And so while there are timelines that come with encroachment permits to work in the county street, it's more of a weather dependent project rather than you got to be done before the rains come, because we're working inside a trench, inside the thing. So we're not going to be working in there when it's dangerous and it's raining, but
it's contained.
But if it's, but it's not a time delay that's based on some of these other permit requirements for some of these other kind of projects. So,
but to lay the asphalt down after you're done, or top
that's something
seal
that,
or
yeah,
whatever it
yeah,
is,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
that is.
Yep.
So
what we're doing is we're about up to what we call Hubbard and Hubbard. You know, there's a Y there around Myrtle Avenue Market and the pet store. So we're about up to there. We may jump ahead and get that paved from there back down Harris and get that all buttoned up.
Just finish
and
that
then
part,
we can yeah. then we work on the rest of it. We don't want to leave what they call cold mix, which is the asphalt that they put in when it's not hot and you don't you do all that. But
that would be the half track experience as you're driving on
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Because it does, you know, it's not as it's not a harder product as the hot mix.
It continues to settle in
and it can actually in an intersection, you know, with people stop all the time, you can actually kind of push it like a blanket sort of a thing.
Where you get the lumps and the wrinkles.
So cold mix is a temporary patch. Then we take it out and put the real paving in. So that's the real paving is what we're probably going to be doing before the end of the month, between Hubbard and then down Harris.
I would think that would kind of give everybody, even though the project isn't complete, a sense of completion. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're done to X point. Don't have to monkey with it. It's over. Thank you very much. And kind of step back and go. Even though you know you've got the next segment that's still there,
right.
You still have that completion, the pride of authorship, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Well, it's just a we look at it as kind of a customer service thing. You know, you can only and like around Union and C. I'm sure those people are sick of the way that project has been just a long time, but it is a big project. And the road is great shape now. You know, I mean it's way safer than it used to be.
Suitable for drag racing?
I can't say.
In Mustangs?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll test it out.
Yeah, I bet you will. So as you're looking at then the remainder, let's say November 1 out, does that then become more of a, let's make sure we can handle the heavy rains, let's look at the grates, clear things out, winter prep time?
Yes. Well, it's winter prep time, and then it's smaller project things. You know, we've... All year long, we go out and we fix leaks when we find them. But there's some that maybe aren't big enough to really, you know, dedicate the time to. Or maybe we can't find them and we're kind of looking for them as we go along. So these kind of projects are things that fall into this equipment maintenance that's been, you know, we've been hustling all summer long and things have been, you know, getting worn out and things. Although we keep the equipment up and running good, winter time's a good time to get in and do those repairs.
Shed work, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So and there's always now we don't do the drainage stuff. That's the county. So the grates and the city or something. That's those guys. But we do, of course, have to worry about flooding at our stations and power outages and stuff like that.
So you're checking and testing the generators and things like
exactly.
that. Kind of makes a little bit of sense there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if the weather stays good for, let's say, to Thanksgiving, you can do some of those small little things.
It helps
take advantage
a lot.
Of that
yes,
opportunity.
Absolutely, and we do. Yep, we will move the shed work, as you called it, you know, ahead a little bit, so we can get in and do some more of the either the leak repairs or the smaller projects. You know, that are maybe only 100 feet of new water line or something.
1 day, 2 day kind
yep,
of things.
Yep, exactly.
Now, how are you? The permits will allow that.
Yeah,
or do
those,
you just get a short window permit.
We have an encroachment permit from the county for. Largely, most of the stuff we do. When we do bigger projects, then we got to go get some special ones. But if we're going out doing repairs and things like this, they're all covered by the county. So,
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:45. Back talking shop this morning with Dave Hull from the. Ready? You sure?
I am.
Okay. Humboldt Community Services District.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Dave, before you had indicated early on that you were wanting to talk a little bit about the status of the water.
Yeah, okay. just as a
have we made it through?
Update for right now. Well, remember the water conservation, the emergency water conservation measures that the state put in place, those actually go through February of 2016. So all the prohibitions that we're living under now, you're still supposed to do, not water your yard after it's rained for 2 days, you know, not wash the driveway
down. I don't think that water is going to be a major issue.
I don't think so either, but the rules still are in place. The good news is Ruth Lake still about 71% full. And that's just about where it's supposed to be, where it usually is this time of year. So things are good.
How's Trinity in Whiskeytown and Shasta? Are they obviously
Trinity? You mean the old town of Trinity? They're starting to rebuild now. The one at the lake bottom. Yeah, I think Trinity Lake's probably in the low 20% full. Now I'm not sure what the minimum pool is on Trinity Lake, but it's a river for quite a ways up at the north end.
So they certainly will be able, they'll welcome the winter storms as they come through.
Absolutely.
Boy, so they must be really on pins and needles if this is one of those exceptions that it's setting up to be an El Nino, but it's not. They're kind of in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, I would think so. I am always puzzled by their water management strategy. So.
On the lake.
On the lake. And for the river. There's things that just, they must have a reason for how they do some of it, but it's hard to.
They don't communicate it clearly?
No.
Okay. So what should we be expecting through the remainder of this calendar year? You guys have a little bit of projects. Okay, we've got some water. We got to remember not to be stupid. Okay, fine. You know, for some of us, it's a little more challenging.
No. Well, I got to say,
I'll do my best, man.
The people, and I think, I'll speak for all my counterparts around. Our community around the Bay here has done a great job of conserving water, even though a large part of it only has to conserve 4%. You guys have done way beyond that. And so that's really good. And we knew this. We talked about this, 6-8 months a year ago, that, we knew the community here would step up, and they have.
What does next year look like? Any idea?
My guess is that if it rains a lot, the state will continue to do some version of the prohibitions just as a behavioral modification. If we have a fifth year of the drought, I think some of these things are going to become state law in perpetuity, some of the prohibitions. So
we really ought to all be rooting for the rainstorms to come in. And
yes, rain and snow.
Camp out. Hang out for a while. Yeah. Well, it'll take care of the lingering fires also.
Yes, it would.
Some of the hot spots and stuff. All righty, man. So you're ready for wintertime.
I will be in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. tried to trip him up. He saw it, cleverly avoiding it. Oh, jeez. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You still need the Hawaiian shirt thing, though.
Okay.
Any day.
Next time for sure.
Any day is okay.
Any day is, yeah.
For Hawaiian shirt day.
Okay. All right, Brian.
We're not going to try to sing that, though.
No.
Left that one in the parking lot. We've been Talking Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.